We are so glad you are here tonight, and we're going to again start our evening worship service with number 255 in our hymn books, as the voice from Bethel Baptist Church is coming to your home. Again, Diane is in the keyboard, making melody to the Lord, and we are so delighted for that. 255, you're in home, and you happen to have the hymn books, you can do that. Also, I want to let you know that the book of Galatians will be very soon right there in expository teaching in a new web page. And hopefully not too long on Google, so that people can type bbcmh-sermon-galatians and comes right to Google. So thank God for Greg who's doing all these connections. 255. Come to you in that precious name of the Savior, Jesus. And you allow us all these Sundays to study the Scripture. And Lord, above that, we now know what the book of Galatians really is. We know that if a church has doctrinal problems, we can go to the book of Galatians and get the information to correct that doctrine. Today we come to the end where the Apostle Paul is going to talk to the people about the greatness and the beauty of being a Christian. And so, Father, it is a glorious chapter. It's a chapter with real joy as the Apostle makes all this theology a reality in our life. What a gorgeous book, Lord, and despite it's a book of corrections, it's also a book of instruction. And we thank you for allowing us to review it. And now, Father, we pray that as some of the people went home because they had been the whole day, that you guide them and protect them as they travel. We pray for those who are listening, that they be challenged. And again, thank you for the webpage, and thank you for giving us a pastor who guarantee the job because he knows how to work on it. Thank you, Father. And Lord, thank you for being our master God, the one who guides us as we study this morning, the one who gave us the idea of how we can walk. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, we will suggest your sons and tell us. Brother Blika, 62. Number 62, right at the beginning of our hymn books is the songs of praise to God and to Christ. And our brother selected from that section, crown him with many crowns. Him is Christ, all right? And so let's sing with joy. Crown him with many crowns.
Thank you.
So I forget to tell, if you are listening over the internet, you can certainly type the hymn number or the name of the song so that we can sing together. All right? We allow you to have another number of your own. 51. Oh, 61. All right. Right across the page. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Thank you. And Tricia, we're so glad you are better. All right. And you too are happy. Okay. That's true. Number 61. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. This terrible situation on bronchitis and flu got a lot of people. See? And that is good. That's wonderful, remarkable. And we have the internet responding to us and makes me so happy. Yes?
446.
446. We are so delighted to know that people are there in the wonders of somewhere. And by the miracle of the internet, they can listen to us. As I said this morning, our webpage will have the opportunity that you can hear the music of the church, hear the preaching of the church, see the music of the church and the preaching. Everything will be there. It's just fantastic. It will be a library of information to the church and to people. And so we thank God that he allow us to have that part. Number 446. Is that right, brother? Okay.
Thank you.
wonderful. Yes? 353. Raquel requested, is doing a great progress. And we checked on Wednesday night. She was playing and see how the reaction is. And she's still under the treatment. But thank God, surgery is out of the place. So soon she can go back to her piano and play this hymn. 353. Leave it there. Testimony after my crushing sermon this morning for some people. Brother Regis and his wife Heather told us that he lost, there were no more painting jobs in Antelope, whatever is that big city, Antioch. No, it's a big city north, very rich, famous people. Atherton. The cities are, the houses take 1 year to paint. He said, I finished my job, and he said, I meditate, and I said, Lord, I has not been faithful. So I knelt down, I prayed. He said, Lord, I have a family, I have a daughter, and it's me coming to you. I will bring back whatever belonged to you. And then you have this sermon here, and I got a call from a big contractor that had 5 houses. I had to hire people now to work, and I'm back in business again. Took up 3 days, he said. And after prayer, the Lord has enriched me as I 12 hours a day and with 2 men in different places working. He said, I'm just, and now you have these sermons. I'm really shocked how simple it is to be protected by the Lord. Now, Brother Reza has a great background in a very faithful church, the 9th Street, the Chemita Church. And where I was trained as a pastor, and I tell you, he has a great grandfather, a beautiful grandfather, military man that commanded his family like military, but faithful to the Lord as can be. So I'm so glad that he turned to the Lord. So lesson number 2 now, please. Wonderful. It is so good, especially for me as I'm getting older with kinds of pain. That is very good. All right, one more song, and with that, Mary. 208. We will do that. Are you washed in the blood? What a song of salvation. All right, that was my question in the Sunday class in Spanish today. Es Jesús Dios? That was the class. I was on the screen there. As I was talking, I have a button you push in the screen short. Es Jesús Dios? Is Jesus God? You know? And we found two little details over there. Why Jesus is God. And so we are so glad that salvation, and remember, I'm talking to people who full-time Spanish background in Roman Catholicism were the church savior. So I had to make the emphasis on the lesson on no myself, no Bethel, no any church in America can save you. And we went to the Lord's Supper, Matthew 26:28. Only the blood of Christ can save you. Hey, hermano, muy lindo, no? All right. 208, are you washing the blood? Helping us all these weeks that my wife is ill. And thank you, Henry, for being here with us. And